shoot, reload, reuse. Even after pulling the trigger, ammunition isn't necessarily just for one-time use. Guns in America's Anthony Cave caught up with some gun owners who recycle their own ammunition so they can shoot the same round again and again.
On a weekday morning, it's business as usual at Eagle Gun Range in Lewisville, Texas, outside of Dallas. Monty Peterson's showing me around. He's a regular, shooting at the range about once a week.
This is our rifle range out here. It's the same distance. They all look the same. But we put right, you can shoot our pistols out here.
Most people will get in their target practice and walk out the door. But that's when Peterson gets started. When you fire a gun, the bullet shoots out of the barrel. What's left behind is a brass casing which held the bullet, the primer, and the gunpowder. And those brass cartridges can be reused. After Monty goes through his rounds at the shooting range, he picks up his spent brass as other shooters practice in the background. They jingle when you toss them in a nearby bucket. They need to be cleaned first. That's what starts the process of recycling or reloading cartridges to use again.
Reloading is basically taking your empty brass that's already been fired and then putting all the components back into it to make it so it's just like new again, and so you can shoot it again, but at a much reduced cost.
It cost Peterson about $32 to buy 50 new rounds of a .357 SIG. To reload, just $8 or $9. It's part of a DIY culture that extends the hobby of sport shooting. Really, it's a passion project for Peterson, a retired police officer. Customizing cartridges is a draw, too. It can help with accuracy, especially with long-range rifles.
The fun thing about reloading, I've never had a gun yet that I couldn't make shoot better than I could with most factory rounds.
The science isn't difficult either. Peterson says there are kits on Amazon for about $150.
Well, if you say, hey, I'm starting to get into it, but I don't want to spend a ton of money, $150, and then you save your own brass and start getting into it, and within a year's time, you will probably pay for all that stuff just by your savings.
His buddy Jim Payne does the same thing. He's a retired Delta Airlines pilot, but Payne's bullets are the ones taking flight these days.
You can reload probably 10, 20 times, no problem.
Not the 22s, though.
The 22s are so cheap, it's not worth the effort. Well, you can't reload them anyway.
Payne and Peterson are just a snapshot of reloaders at the range. The process does take some effort, and it's not exactly common. The actual reloading takes place at home.
That's the music sound of the Dillon reloader. It's called a Square Deal B.
At Jim Payne's garage in Denton, he shows off his Dillon reloading press. It's just a small part of his garage, which has two industrial fans and extension cords hanging from the ceiling. Reloading is a multi-step process. After cleaning the brass, he resizes the cartridge, which removes the old primer. Then he puts a new primer in, followed by the gunpowder. Eventually, he presses all of the materials together to form a new cartridge ready to shoot.
We'll put a primer and powder in this one, and we'll crimp this one. It'll drop in there, and it'll be done. That's the operation.
Payne bought his reloading press in the 70s when he started shooting pistols, 22s, 45s, and 38s. Over the years, Payne and Peterson say they have saved thousands of dollars in ammunition costs. And they say it's just more fun to shoot with rounds they've made themselves. Back at the range, there's a friendly contest over who's better at shooting with their offhand. The two retired guys like to kid each other about their shooting and their age.
I beat Jim Payne by 20 shots.
I beat this 75-year-old guy, and I'm only like 35. Shame on him.
After they're done, they'll head back out to the range floor, scouring the ground for good brass. There is one rule, though, at the gun range. You can only pick up your own cartridges. For Guns in America, I'm Anthony Cave.